pressing the self-destruct button.
Maniac is imminent. Request advice.
With a firm tone of voice, command Maniac lie down, hands behind back.
Well, that was a nice move, dumbass.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha!
I got news for you, pal. You ain't leading but two things right now. Jack and shit. Jack left town.
I always say if you don't feel like a pervert, you ought to act like one.
Upload everything. I want to get it all on the internet tonight.
This is my boomstick! The 12-gauge double-barreled Remington. S-Mart, top of the line. Find this in the sporting goods department. That's right, this sweet baby was made in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Retails for about $109.95. Got a walnut stock, cobalt blue steel, and a hair trigger.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You got one person online, the workload is enough for like 10 users. I think we got a hacker.
I want to get online. I need a computer.
I can carry nearly 80 gigs of data in my head. Implant. Wet wire. I had to dump a chunk of long-term memory.
Did you bring me a monkey?
Leroy Jenkins!
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
It's
Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, shit!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and you know what that means, don't you? Anybody?
That means it's time for Spankwagon Radio.
Means your mic's shut off. Anybody else? You guys are on. Hello.
It's time for Spankwagon Radio.
Thank you. Someone does it decently. You gotta love it.
Hey, you know, it's is my mic really low?
Try your earphones. Your earphones may be low.
My earphones are up plenty. I just Yeah. Sounds like
here,
it's a little.
Let's do this.
Let's bring them up a little bit. Make them hot.
There you go. How's that? Does that sound better
that
for you?
That sounds good. Sounds good.
All right. We're coming in a little hot, but oh well. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. It is time for the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
And with us tonight in studio, we have, I don't know, are you guys going to be reoccurring?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. Click your mic on. It's on the back
yes.
there. Up. There you go. Now
there we go.
Hey.
Oh,
hey, look at that.
Ladies
wow.
and gentlemen,
the, show. Hey.
The new four hostmen of the apocalypse. with us tonight, of course, Chief. Hello, Chief.
Woo.
And Monkey Boy.
That's a negative Ghost Rider. That's Gorilla.
All right. Gorilla, Chief. We don't have a car here. He may show up a little later. We'll find out. Again, I'm Trencher.
And I'm Murphy.
All right, here's how this works. For the next 2 hours, you're going to be listening to us. Tonight, I guess we're going to try the round-robin conversation style one more time. Worked really well last week. Is our engineer here today?
I think he's here, but he's been in the back for a little bit.
Who's the greatest engineer ever? All right, just wanted to make sure he was here. And he really needs to quit playing with that reverb button. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to start off. I don't know where to start tonight because, well, fuck it. How was your week?
It was shitty.
Shitty. How was your week so shitty?
Oh, let's see here. Monday we found, last Friday we found mold in the house.
You were mentioning that.
Yeah. Monday they had to put us up in a hotel. They had not booked the hotel room on Monday, though. So Monday rolls around. It's like, oh, yeah, we were going to book it today, and there's a convention in town, and we can't find a room.
Yeah, they didn't plan for NAB.
Yeah, they didn't plan. So what ended up happening is they had to put us up at the JW Marriott, which was a very nice $309 night room. It's rather nice. And then I had to have a root canal yesterday. So.
Oh, very nice. So you got your root canal done.
Yeah, finally.
Got your temporary cap on. We'll start with you. Gorilla, how was your week?
Same as normal.
Same as normal?
Great.
Okay, as long as it's good.
Great.
Nothing like a day without a Mexican.
Chief?
Well,
if we had a day without a Mexican, we wouldn't have Chief here.
Already. Exactly.
Chief is our token brownie.
Woo! La, 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 la. Okay, anyways. No.
Did you just call jihad? We haven't called jihad on anybody on Spankwagon in a long time.
Hey, yeah, it's always time to...
That's the bed music.
Okay,
don't worry.
No. This week was a spring cleaning week.
That's not the brownie alert music.
We don't have brownie alert music because he hasn't pulled it off the hard
part. Operation Get Behind the Dockies.
No, it's a spring cleaning week. So, that's when I go through the apartment and find all the little things that are lurking in the dark corners.
All your nasty hookah pipes you never clean?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Got it.
Got to get rid of the stuff with the resin in it and
yes.
replace it with
non-resin.
So, wait, does this
Smart
mean,
Catholic.
Do you clean out the colon as well, or is that just, going to sit there nice and full?
No, but I think you're in line for your colon cleansing at the end of the week.
I tell you what, I'm in
and
line
for a
colon. And
you're going to administer it? What the hell?
I think I'm in line for a colon
with
cleansing right now.
I was going to say, Chief grabs the garden hose. Chris puckers up and goes, finally. we've been capping on him all day.
Why stop?
All right. So here, if you guys want to play along at home, you can go to spankwagon.net. That's our official website. This is if you're listening to us live. If you're not live, hell, fuck, still check out the Spankwagon website. There's a lot of stuff for you.
Hell, fuck, shit, piss, fart.
And we'll get to a little bit of that here in just a second. not that, the Spankwagon website. Go ahead and click on the cam and chat link. That'll allow you to see our beautiful faces in the cam. Let's get that started. You can also chat with us live because we have the chat rooms open. And believe me, later on when we give our mad props out to everybody we love out there in the chat room, you're going to want to be present and accounted for. So, with that said, gotta say, are you okay?
Yep, you're feeling all right over there, buddy.
He's got to take another shit.
I might have to.
What is, you get to yeah. his,
what is going on over here?
Looks like he's going to go take a growler.
I know.
I got the long mic cord. Maybe we should just mic him there. Guys, this is great!
Get the long mic cord. I'm going to take a shit in there.
No, we'll let you go take your shit. Well, I can't believe, I'm so prepared. I suppose you're going to blame the beer, just like you blamed the Java Detour.
The last time I saw that look on his face, it had to do with a gerbil, but we won't go there right now.
Was that before or after? I don't want to run a mic in there. It's going to waste time. Your ass is boring. Literally. So, where was I going? Oh, yes. We want to kind of point everybody to Spankwagon's website, spankwagon.net, including the people who are listening to us on the podcast, the archive, or anybody who plays us at a different time other than live. Next week, we are going to a new time. If you haven't been checking it out on the site, Spankwagon Radio will be starting at 6 o'clock Vegas. That's 6 o'clock Pacific time next week. So May Cinco de Mayo. Will you be here for Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah.
You will be the pinata.
I will be here.
I bring the bat.
You bring the bat. What we'll be doing here next week is starting at our new time, which is our old time when we started new here. The last time, 6 p.m., just to keep out the confusion. So next week, 6 p.m. Because you'll show up here at 6 p.m. where I'll be starting, because normally I show up at 6 to just do setup to be ready by 7. So,
Nikes.
Well, you want to try not to forget a patch cable when you can.
Do you need a tampon?
What's he doing?
I don't know.
Is the water off? Does he have to flush the toilet with a bottled water now, or what?
Oh, that's just...
Because he just walked right out.
Oh, no, he's getting water.
Uh-oh. What could this mean, kids?
I don't know.
It means he ain't drinking no more of that beer you brought. What did you bring in?
Sapporo.
Sapporo.
I'll hopefully I'll like some an hour, too.
What?
I said hopefully
you had a sip.
Yeah, it's not the beer. It's not the beer that's doing it. It's those super greasy chicken tacos I had. I'm gonna drink some water.
And people wonder why I don't eat fucking fast food.
Yeah.
You know,
no, I don't.
That's the reason,
yeah,
right
a lot
there.
Ruin it for everybody else.
Yeah,
wait,
ruin
so
it for everybody
I,
else.
I thought we were supposed to hit up the bar after.
Oh, we will
the
hit
show.
The bar after. Trust me. As soon as I got a shit, I'll go in there, I'll shit, and
you
I'll
know
be
what
fine.
We should do is tell everybody where we'll be in case anybody wants to meet us there.
For those of you that are local and listening and would like to meet us, myself, Gorilla, and Chief will be heading over to the pub inside of the JW Marriott. I think it's called JC Houlihan's. We'll be heading there after the show.
Where the hell is the JW Marriott?
JW Marriott is on Rampart just off of Summerlin Parkway. So if you get off Summerlin Parkway and turn south, it's just there on the right-hand side.
That's what it used to be, the showboat?
The Rampart.
The Rampart. Used to be the Rampart. The showboat's gone. That turned into the Castaways, and they just blew that up 2 months ago.
Yep. Oh, that's right.
So, all right.
Trying to keep up.
Also, if you want to play along and you're in the chat room already, but you want to call us and join us live on the air, it's 1-866-587-6257 or local Vegas 383-8120, and we'll give those numbers out a little later on in the show. Let's see. Since we got the round table, he's leaving again.
Oh my god! He's
wow,
going
this is
for
twice
a second
in 10
round.
Minutes. Oh, substance. So where do we want to start? Because we want him for what we were going to do with the round table,
which he still won't tell us.
Huh?
You won't tell us what we're going to be talking about.
Oh, no. I won't tell you what we're going to be talking about. We'll get to that. We got tons of news topics tonight. We've got 2 hours to kill, which means we won't get to all of them, unfortunately. But we're going to get to the good ones. And I also have some other audio clips that I just have to play this week. I absolutely, positively have to play.
Because we did so well last week.
Well, you see, I prepared in advance. It's something I like to try to do when I can.
So you got a clip for the midget coming out of his ass right now?
You know,
that's
I may. That's no midget.
That's all right. A Studebaker.
Ah, oh, damn! I can't load up the. Let me load this up.
So much for preparation.
You know, and what the problem is I prepare, but I forget that what I do at home doesn't always translate well over to the studio. So let me go ahead and add. Add and let me.
Is that kind of what you think and what you say are two different things?
Yes. Let's see if I got this.
It's time for somebody to lead all of America's niggas. And by that I mean
the young, the black,
the brown,
the women,
the poor, all of America's niggas. And by that I mean
if we can put the nigga vote together, we can bring about great change in this country. If we can put the nigga vote together, we can bring about great change in this country.
Into the thick of the fight.
Link, I appreciate your listening tonight. I ask for your forgiveness. I ask for your patience. I ask you to uphold the Constitution and the American Bill of Rights. There are difficult days ahead, and the way forward may sometimes appear chaotic. I will not relent. I will not yield the contest of will.
No one can question the skill.
The actions of our enemies over the last few weeks have been brutal, calculating, and instructive. One of his campaign people alleged that the president was like a puppet. I agree with him. I do. George Bush won. George Bush lost. I don't see how you can lead this country if you say war would make this world a more peaceful place. That's kind of a fucked up mentality. It makes no sense.
I don't think that makes sense. I don't think it's right.
It's ludicrous. The troops wonder, how can I follow this guy? I'm loath to put words in somebody else's mouth.
It's time for somebody to lead all of America's niggas. And by that I mean
the young, the black, the brown, the women, the poor. We can put the nigga vote together.
All right, first, let me just say this as clearly as I can.
Stop the killing in Darfur. Stop the killing in Darfur. These crimes are genocide.
Stop the war.
This week.
The return of the Jedi. This administration had its chance. They have not led. We will. This administration had its moment, and President George W. Bush squandered it. Now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time.
Somebody to lead all of America's niggas. Everybody went, oops, that wasn't a popular move. But it's the right move. I disagree. Strongly disagree with that. Yeah.
If we can put the nigga vote together, we can bring about great change in this country.
Racial prejudice is a reality in America. Pure and simple. Over 200,000 black males were denied a right to vote in the 2000 election.
State of Florida. The matter was handled in the courts and thought by some to be settled.
But the matter was not settled. We have a duty to defeat this enemy.
The best way to protect you is to stay on the offense.
That is the best way. If we send mixed signals, if you send mixed messages, if you say,
we have a duty, you better mean it. Get out the word.
So chaos. In a few cities, war has just begun. This vile display shows a contempt for all the bounds of civilized behavior. It reveals a fanaticism that was not caused by any action of ours and would not be appeased by any concession.
The wait has been long, but it
history than in the United States, which gave the world great gifts of law and science and faith. So many have been held back by lawless tyranny and fanaticism. We believe that when all Americans are finally allowed to live and think and work and worship as free men and women, they will reclaim the greatness of their own heritage. And when that day comes, the bitterness and burning hatreds that feed terrorism will fade and die away. America and all the world will be safer when hope has returned to Washington, D.C. If we can put the naked vote together, we can bring about great change in this country. If we can put the naked vote together, we can bring about great change in this country. That may be part. The game is over. Rue the day.
I took it personally. The man who sits in the Oval Office
is a pro, an expert, and a crank. Don't stay out too late and beyond the violence. Iraqis are proud people who resent foreign control of their affairs just as we would. We can achieve the peace we all want. One heart, one mental, one person, and one soul at a time. And let me say one other thing. May God bless
you. All righty, ladies and gentlemen. That was actually, if people in the chat room were like, we want a copy of that, go do a Google search. RX Music. It's Who's Your Nigger? Nigga, excuse me.
Yes.
Got to use the right terminology. I'm not brown enough to even say the other word. Who's your nigga? It was actually this guy. I played a couple songs from him before. Him editing George Bush speeches together and such. And great stuff. I mean, you both were like, "Wow, that's great." You know,
definitely masterminded it.
Yeah,
we need more of that.
We definitely need more of that. So for everybody wanting to look for it, it's actually RX Music. You can find it online. Just do a Google search for RX Music. All right, so the first thing I want to bring up, let's bring up gas prices.
Oh,
and I don't want to
just bring them up anymore.
I don't want to mention. Yeah, exactly. I don't want to just mention gas prices. Have you seen what our wonderful politicians, both the Democratic fucktards and the Republican fucktards, have been trying to do to help us with the gas price crunch?
Would that be the hamsters in the cars?
That's getting close. We've already got your efficiency cars and your E85 ethanol mix and
don't they want
hybrids.
To tap into the strategic defense?
No. What they want to do to help alleviate all of our little woes, all of our little piddly concerns. You ready for this?
Give us candy?
Close. The Republicans have said that they want to give us a $100 check as a tax break from the federal, you know, the federal gas taxes that are on at the pump.
So that'll cover a week?
Thank
that covers,
you.
No, that covers 4 days of my truck, dude.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking, we're $20.
Ooh, thanks, buddy.
$20 or $100 will cover me for like about a month and a half. But $100 is not going to cover an SUV. It's not going to cover a pickup. It's not going to cover a large car.
Nope. How about we take Cheney's tax refund and give everybody that?
Why not? That's just as good of a fucking idea. Just as good as a fucking idea.
I paid $2.98 today to fill up my truck here.
And then that's up 10 cents from yesterday because it was $2.89 last night when I went home. And I saw it pass by and it's up fucking dime overnight.
Yeah.
All I see are $70s and $90.
And I do believe the gas companies are seeing record profits.
Billion-dollar profits?
Billion-dollar
profits. And someone said, well...
CEOs are just taking that to
the
bank.
Their CEOs are taking a shit in golden toilets that we bought them.
Yes. Yep.
Pure and simple.
That would not be the same toilet.
No, that is definitely
that
the
is
most
right
used...
Now.
Murphy's definitely on the
infested... Roach-infested brown toilet ever. The thing is... Oh, the Democrat solution is not any good either. The Democrat solution, you ready for this?
Yeah. Hit me.
For 60 days, they want to suspend the gas tax at the pumps.
Yeah, but that's going to hurt us anyways.
Exactly. Then you're not collecting your taxes in the back end. And you know how much it's really going to save in the long run?
$10.
Not even that.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Not even that. You're going to save maybe 15 cents a gallon, maybe. So what we're seeing is why do you think gas has always been sold the dollar, the cent, 0.9? You know, that's all that tax is right there. You know, and we're getting screwed. We're getting screwed by both sides. And what's sad is they're all patting themselves on the back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Saying this is a great idea.
This is a great idea. We'll give them $100. $100. You know what's going to happen?
Oh, and then you got Bush saying that
revolution.
Anybody's gouging them, that's up to the federal government. We'll
exactly.
Get that for
you. Uh-huh. And the fact that, you know, these oil companies are saying we're not gouging, you know, maybe they're not, but they're not being proactive.
No.
Why is my gas tax money? Why can't I have some money from that gas tax go into litigation of these oil companies for not building new refineries?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm getting to the point. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Tap Anwar.
Yeah.
Tap fucking Alaska, because we have the technology now. And mind you, I'm a fucking liberal.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, we do have the technology now to minimalize the environmental impact.
Exactly. The environmental impacts will be very minimal. I mean, we could do strip mining now and turn around a mine within 2 years to being green and prosperous again, in the sense of beautifying it. You know, our logging industry realized in the 70s, fuck, we're going to be out of business. And they have fixed their problems.
Yes.
You know, new technologies.
Well, I mean, but I think, you know, when it comes to gasoline and fossil fuels and everything, we really have to look a little bit more long term than, you know, the quick fix at the pump.
Exactly. It's not the pump that needs fixing. I think it's a consumer base that probably needs fixing as well. Murphy looks 5 pounds lighter. Does he look lighter to you guys?
He does.
Damn sexy in that stupid shirt no one knows about.
I know about
so.
You're going to get a headphone and mic for your midget running around behind you?
No shit. I feel like it. What are we talking about?
Well, you missed Nobody a great song. You missed an awesome song, but that's okay. We were talking about the gas prices and how the Democrats want to give us a 60-day tax break on gas, and the Republicans just want to pay us off by giving us $100.
Which for most people will disappear in 2 to 3 tanks.
And as a matter of fact, it won't even, you know, I guarantee.
I'm going to use it for beer money.
I can't. Thank you. What you said right there. How many people are going to take $100 who are already needing money and spend it to gas, or even think about budgeting it to gas? $20 will go into their gas tank. The rest are going to go to whatever. Oh, Doritos.
Yeah.
You know,
that's like a 212 packs of beer sitting on the back of my tailgate. Sweet.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. That's the point. Where's this money going to go? It's not going to go to where the government says, oh, we'll give you $100. Well, yeah, that's going to go to my rent. That's going to go to my phone bill. That's going to go to everything else.
Beer.
But gas.
There you go.
Maybe if we tap whatever Chris just dropped in there for an alternative fuel.
You know, why not? Right, methane there. Gas, yeah. You know, methanol.
Yeah.
You know, they have methanol. They have a gas base. Toe says in the chat room, sure, we have the technology to, in other words, do what we can. But do you honestly expect them to? I honestly don't because that means they have to spend capital up front to maybe reap a reward. The oil industry has not learned what the forestry industry or the paper industry, you know, what they have learned. You know, even the plastics industry is finally getting their shit together. Fuck, I'm almost
I'm trying to get my chair turned the right way. There's a way I like to sit with my feet tucked behind.
I figured you were trying to tuck in the rabbit there. You know what I'm saying? Got a little gopher holing going on.
Did you have to pinch it up early?
Okay, I'm sorry, but there was nothing solid coming out of me, all right?
Sounds like you got my problem. You may want to see a doctor, get a colonoscopy yourself. So anyhow, 2 weeks in a row, maybe something.
I can't quit you.
So anyhow, no, that's not my problem. I got a woman. Anywho, as I was saying, with the gas prices and everything, you know, you're right. Paying at the pump or fixing the price of the pump is not long term enough. You know, it won't help in the long term. So,
now what gets me though is you got the car manufacturers out there. They say they have the technology to make flying cars and all this other shit that doesn't run off of fuel. So, where's that coming from?
You got to understand though, the problem with saying that they don't run off of fuel is going to screw up the infrastructure that's used that's put in place for emissions controls. Did you know? Let me ask this, and you may be slightly disqualified because you're a news guy.
All right.
But how many different blends of fuel are currently produced for the United States?
Blends?
How many different blends of fuel? In other words, octane ratings and other special blends of fuel that are built.
25 maybe?
No, 220.
Lower, both of you.
What?
Like 4?
15.
Yeah. Wow.
That's 15 different blends of fuel. You have your 3 different standardized octane ratings, plus your 91, which gets snuck in there. You have your racing fuel. You have your diesel. You also have things that are like fuel. Well, 2 different diesels, diesel 1, diesel 2. You have your E85, which is the new ethanol blend.
Okay.
You know, you also have California needs. Oh, yeah. California has special oxygenated and special detergents and stuff. Detergents as well.
You're kidding me.
Not a bit. Fuels have different levels of detergents. Yep. What may be patented for Tekron cannot be used by Chevron or by Mobil.
Gee, why did your engine light come on? I don't know.
Well, who knows? But you know, you have so many different types of fuels out there. What kills me, like the fact here in Vegas, we do a shift of fuel. From the October to March, we run an oxygenated fuel. All that means is we run a little more ethanol in there, pure and simple.
Yep.
From the remainder of the year, we take out that extra oxygenation, which is actually supposed to be helpful for the pollution. You know, and it is to a degree. Then we run a regular fuel that we have to get from Arizona. Oxygenated fuel we have to get from California. I mean, it's just it's a logistics nightmare. And we run 15 different blends year-round to all these different people. And biodiesel's a new one that now.
Everybody wonders why their cars are all fucked up all the time.
No shit. If you're running more ethanol than normal, you're going to burn out your injectors. Boom, right there.
Well, I don't necessarily believe that. I'm a pretty good proponent for ethanol. I've never seen ethanol run.
It's just
hurt
like
putting, anything.
It's just like trying to put nitrous into a regular car for the first time. What's
okay, which is it's going to blow up, but ethanol does not burn at that how much higher of a temperature.
They're going to make it run hotter. Especially
2 or 3 degrees?
Desert. Living in the desert is going to make it burn out.
I'll give you that. Living in the desert, it will do a little more there. I come from the Midwest. I come from Iowa. And I always get the 98 because the 98 is the higher, the mid-octane. Cost exactly the same as the low-octane.
Yep.
And it's ethanol blend 10%.
Speaking of Iowa, Iowa is officially on one of the 10 lowest, Des Moines is on the 10 lowest gas prices by city. Their average gas price right now is at $2.75 a gallon.
Now, here's the thing, though. $2.75 for someone in Iowa, you might as well be charging them $4.
Yeah.
I mean, that's $4 Vegas money, pure and simple. Matter of fact, I know Virtual One, he drives his SUV. He loves his SUV. He loves his Ford Explorer. Just loves it to pieces. He even said, I really think I need to get into a hybrid.
Yeah.
You know, a hybrid SUV. So he can have
all
of his cargo.
But they do have them now.
They do.
Yes.
But are they really going to be that beneficial? I mean, Claude and I in the past shows have disproven fuel efficiency standards. I mean, they don't even have a proper measuring tool for hybrid vehicles. You know, so the number you get for fuel economy for hybrid vehicles is not 100% accurate. Mm-hmm. The problem is, it can go either way.
Yeah.
If you're driving in city, if you buy a hybrid car to drive around town, you're fucking yourself anyway. You're not going to get the gas mileage you think you're going to get. If you take any long, you would benefit absolutely from a hybrid vehicle because you're on the highway 90% of your driving.
I'd say about 75%.
Okay.
But yeah, 75%. It would be a lot. Speaking of gas prices, just I don't know if you guys have covered these, the lowest gas prices all over. By cities, let's see, the lowest right now is going to be Tulsa, Oklahoma. They're at $2.64, followed by Boise at $2.66, Oklahoma City at $2.70, Salt Lake at $2.71, Kansas City at $2.72, Wichita at $2.73, St. Louis at $2.74, the Twin Cities at $2.74, Des Moines at $2.75, and New Orleans at $2.76.
Yeah, but look at these places, like you brought up before.
Give us the number one high. Give us the number one high.
It'd be
California or Hawaii or Florida.
I bet it's California. I'm
trying to see where the high is right now.
I'm going
to
say Hawaii.
I'm going to say Hawaii as well.
See, I'm going
Hawaii
for Cali.
Always,
let's see. Hawaii is traditionally always more expensive because everything's imported.
Everything is imported.
Yeah.
So Hawaii and Alaska.
Which is completely retarded since it's in one of the major trade areas.
Yeah.
Well, it's back in the shipping route. Yeah. You know?
Exactly.
It is a shipping route.
Well,
but anyhow.
They got to find some way to stick it to the consumer.
So what we'll do right now, you want to switch gears?
Let's bring up California. Hold on.
Bring up California.
California's gas prices. Jeez. Oh, no, that's a sponsored link. Right.
Well, he's looking for that. You know, speak about long-term and the whole oil dependency and everything. You know what scares me? It's not so much what America's doing right now with our oil and gas prices. It's what's going on in Asia.
Well, Asia, what they're doing is
holy hell. Sorry.
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, Trencher.
Hey, Vert.
I got something to say about that hybrid vehicle stuff.
Yes, please.
You were saying that the people that are driving on the highway are the ones that are getting the advantage?
Yes, because it actually takes advantage of the mechanics, the battery, everything of that nature.
That's actually not accurate from what I've read.
Okay, explain.
Where the hybrids are getting their good mileage is actually the in-town driving, the stop and start. They have regenerative braking so that when you stop, it puts that energy back into the batteries and charges them back up a bit. When you're
sounds
on the highway,
sounds logical.
The engine is operating at a nice efficient speed, but all engines, gas or hybrid or whatever, they have to run the gas portion of the engine in order to get up to highway speed. They run at a very constant
velocity.
That's
what you just said. What you just said right there is the trick.
For the motor.
What you said right there is the trick. You have to get it up to the highway speed, just like start and stop traffic. You have to get it up to speed. Once you're up to speed, though, you can kick out of the engine and go into battery mode.
No, you can't.
Okay.
You can only get up to about 45 miles an hour in a hybrid. After that, the engine has to be engaged.
What?
Now, it will run at a constant RPM, which is very good for the engine as far as efficiency is concerned because it runs it at the most efficient speed possible, which is what most cars are geared for when they hit about 53 miles an hour. They shift into that last gear at the efficient RPM. So actually, they can get pretty good mileage. But the in-town is where the comparison is made, really, because when you get in-town, you're stopping and starting. In the gas vehicle, you stop and it does. You don't get any of that energy back. Whereas when you're in the hybrid, some of that energy is put back in the batteries and helps you to accelerate back off the stop.
Okay.
So it's not a matter of either of them being less efficient or more efficient on the highway. It's the in-town that matters. Because in-town, the non-hybrids really lose serious efficiency. That's why you always see ratings on cars. You know, it'll say something like 20 miles to the gallon in-town, 35 highway.
Right.
That's the reason. Hybrids are more like 35 in-town, 34 highway.
Well, what we'll do is we'll do further research, and we'll actually come back and look at some numbers and come back on that.
Yeah, I looked around at that, and that's one of the reasons that I'm wondering whether or not it's a good idea for me to get a hybrid, because most of my driving is highway.
Well, in all honesty, so, I know where you live. I mean, yeah. There's not a lot of stop-and-go traffic in bumfuck Iowa.
Well, yeah, but remember, I work about 20 miles north of Waterloo, so I hit the highway almost immediately up to Denver, and then I hit the highway back to Cedar Falls, and then I hit the highway back to my house. So
in other words, for people who have no clue where you're talking about, how many miles?
It's about 20 miles each of those. Well, yeah. 20,
and,
that,
and that's 20 miles highway
roughly.
Miles. Yeah. And so I'm noticing
it's all highway. It's about 50 miles a day, and probably 45 of that is highway. So for me, the hybrid actually is not going to do me a lot of good.
Might as well go back to a diesel vehicle.
Well, it's just going to be a matter of I'm not going to get the efficiency that I could. Now, when I'm doing in-town driving, it'd be great, but highway, it probably isn't going to make much of a difference. A gasoline vehicle would probably get the same mileage on the highway as the hybrid.
Possible.
Hybrids usually have, it's about 2 miles an hour less economy on the highway as compared to in-town.
All right. Well, Bert, thank you very much for that. And you know what? We'll work more on this next week. We'll come up with some more information.
I'm looking at getting another vehicle, so... I could use some
buy Chrysler.
With that.
That's all I got to say. All right, thanks, Bert.
Yeah, I would say, if you're going to get a hybrid, don't do it so much for saving money on gas. Do it for saving the environment because,
Look at it more on emission savings than fuel savings.
Exactly.
There you go.
It also goes
plus, you do
your
get
hobbies.
A little tax break at the end of the year for owning a hybrid vehicle. Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys, we're asking the highest price in the country
yes.
right now is in Ragged Point, California. It's $3.79 a gallon.
$3.79.
Wait.
Almost $4?
Yep.
Actually, we ran a news story last week. I think it was Tuesday, where a gas station in Hollywood was selling gas for $4.02.
Now, wait. If they were selling it for $4.02 last week, where is, not FEMA, because they're just a bunch of retards, but the group that actually, the FTC or whoever else it is that goes after gas stations.
For gouging. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It's the same shit like ConocoPhillips pulled back in 9/11 when they jacked up prices to $5 a gallon when the World Trade Center got hit.
Yeah.
That shit is that's a fucking
yes.
crime.
But it's also in Beverly Hills. Who the fuck in Beverly Hills can't afford that?
Exactly, but you know what? That's not right. That's still not right for the people in Beverly Hills. I can't play class warfare on this.
Yes.
The average price right now is $2.91 a gallon, and the lowest price is in Casper, Wyoming, and it's $2.39 a gallon.
All right. Well, I think we need to shift some gears here.
All right.
So you guys mind if I shift some gears? Do you mind?
No, do it.
All right, let's...
And I don't think it's right. I think it's wrong. I think the government should step in and conscript it, make cards out... fingerprint everybody, picture them, and then keep it that way, because this country is the only country that lets in all the refuse that they possibly can get along with the good people. If the people of the United States had better wake up before they have their whole little kit and caboodle go down the drain. Bread is $1.19 a loaf, and the people in this country are tired of paying for the other people that are coming in here and working. We feel sorry. We send money. We help them. But we don't want any more of those aliens, period.
You guys stand back. How many we shoot off this?
Boomer 1 to Boomer 2. Standing by on Q1. 2 5-inch flag shells.
They're ready.
Okay.
Danger from the first two.
R1.
Bombs bursting in air. The bombs bursting in air.
Bomb.
And the rocket's red glare.
Vonka.
I beg your pardon.
Vonka song?
I beg your pardon.
Call that a song?
The well-known Vonka song.
The bombs bursting in air.
I beg your pardon.
And the rocket's red glare.
Vonka song.
The intense patriotism surging across our country carried the national anthem to new and different heights.
Targeting.
Vonka.
All the way to the top of the music charts.
Vonka song?
Call that a song?
I am an American.
You're in specimens.
Listen to my words.
Bombs, rockets, bombs, rockets.
You're a specimen collector.
before you even start, I am an American.
I will escort you to the toilet to observe the passing of urine.
Two, three,
four. All he tried to do is obfuscate, to confuse.
I am an American.
Bursting
in air.
And the red glare.
Sounds more like a screen door. Tail caught in a screen door.
I beg your pardon. Are you dissatisfied with the song?
Sounds more like a screen with a screen caught in a screen door.
Well, you know, it wasn't meant to be sung while sober.
Oh, yeah? Screen door caught in a tail screen.
I beg your pardon.
Yeah?
No, it actually began as a drinking song.
Oh, yeah?
Well, doesn't just hearing it make you wish you weren't sober?
Oh, yeah? Oh, you mean,
yes.
Its author, Francis Scott Key, might have been charmed by topping the top 40, but was this really what he had in mind?
Wake up.
The bomb's red glare.
Or better yet,
the sweet, delicious coldness of the first bite of peppermint ice cream on the 4th of July.
Or better yet,
drink up.
Was this really his song?
Drink up. Well, you wish you weren't sober?
Who is?
Anacreon, a Greek poet who celebrated...
Screen door.
Drinking.
Well, I do.
Drink up.
To be free.
Yes, the tune of our national anthem was lifted from an old English drinking song.
Yeah?
Drink up. Doesn't just hearing it make you wish you weren't sober?
Who is?
The people who wrote it certainly weren't.
Drink up.
Francis Scott Key wasn't either when he stole the tune.
I bet I'd liked him.
Oh, you would have liked Anacreon even more.
Anacreon. Oh, I do.
Even more.
Anacreon.
Well, all the good things in life.
Oh, you mean,
Yes.
Let's sing it again.
Volga Star Spangled. Volga Song.
Say, can
no, no, no. Those
you?
Are the new words, remember?
Oh, so who knows the old ones?
Song
ready,
sung
gentlemen?
In pubs throughout England.
To Anacreon in hell.
I am an American.
Now we stand by the rails and receive a hair-raising impression of how this projectile sounds as it passes by.
The rocket's first
to be free.
When the suns are
to be free.
And the bombs red glare.
Drink up. Separation of the first stage at Burnham.
Freedom to think.
Intermittent sounds of the guidance rockets.
Freedom to speak.
The separation of the second stage.
To pray, to read, to act, to pray. To criticize, freedom to eat and sleep, to work and play without fear, freedom to live 1 or 200 million different lives. I am an American.
Drink up. Let it be a holiday in your house of eternity.
Being quiet, worst negative act.
Every American has at least one thing to be thankful for.
A cheap shot, just not true.
But he still sold a flag and not a shirt. Good night.
Alrighty, and that was Negative Land.
Nice.
Wow. Gotta love that. And if anybody caught on to what it were, maybe you caught on, the immigration thing, because May Day is coming up.
May Day
is coming really soon.
Should be interesting.
Well, I know that for those of you guys who aren't paying attention to the news, May Day, or what the Hispanic
May
communities
1st.
Are going to be doing, is boycotting white establishment places. Which pretty much means
no opinions.
Everywhere.
Everything else.
That also yes.
That
a lot
isn't
of
a yes. fucking taco truck.
Any of the ones that are working yeah. will be calling out that day, too. Yes. So we'll have a little.
Did you hear what all
clue,
the casinos on the Strip are doing?
I want to say they're going to fire if you do.
No. Because the casinos on the Strip have admitted that a majority of their workforce are done by Latino or, you know, people from other countries.
Okay.
And so what they're doing is they're trying to convince their workers, their foreign workers, instead of calling out or no call, no show, what they want them to do is sign a petition that each casino will have. Saying that they need immigration reform and that these reforms have to happen, then all the casinos will bind all these petitions together and send them to Capitol Hill. And also on top of this, I think it's for Cinco de Mayo, they're going to have this huge party at the Fremont Street Experience celebrating the multiculturalism of America for all the foreign workers.
Sounds like they want all their rooms cleaned up.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, they're afraid of losing their entire fucking workforce. I mean, all honesty, one thing that I'm laughing my ass off is I don't believe the Hispanic community has thought this one through. If you boycott these services, or you don't go into work, who are you really hurting? First off, you boycott the services, you're going to be hurting the Hispanics that work at those places.
Well, a lot of those Hispanics are calling out, too. The gentleman who owns the Michoacan restaurants around town, he's actually shutting down all their restaurants, and he admitted he's going to be losing about $15,000.
Wow.
By doing this. But because he admits that a majority of his Hispanic workers aren't going to show up,
you know,
regardless of whether they're legal or illegal.
That's the thing, though. You know, what you're doing is stupid because only people that, you know, I'm sorry, if you're not showing up to work, you're supporting breaking the law.
Well, here's the thing. America has a long tradition of boycotting as a means of protest. What do you think the Boston Tea Party was?
Boston Tea Party was a bunch of white guys afraid to protest on their own, so they dress up like a Native American so they wouldn't get
burned.
Yeah,
but what did they do? They boycotted English goods.
Right, absolutely.
In protest because they thought that, you know,
anti-disestablishmentarianism. Okay, here's the problem, though. They were boycotting, and come on, let's go back to our sixth grade roots. Representation, right?
Yes.
Okay, taxation without representation. Now, think about it. This is not illegal immigration. They weren't boycotting because they were illegal Americans in Americas.
They weren't legal citizens of the British Empire either.
But they weren't trying to get in.
That's because they got sent here, though.
I would just like to point out that we actually
they got kicked out.
All right, I'll give you that. That's good. That's good.
I'd like to point out that we actually had someone use the word anti-disestablishmentarianism here in the studio.
Yes. By the way, Juke says, so a petition signed by a bunch of illegal aliens is going to have pull. How many?
Well, I mean, and you have to admit,
give me numbers.
How many? Well,
greater than one.
Yeah, greater than one.
Cinco. There you go.
These
casinos on the Strip are corporations, and by being corporations, it'd be very hard for them to hire undocumented workers to be working in their workforce. So I know. Roll your eyes, but I really believe that a lot of these Hispanics, a lot of these foreigners that are working for
the
casinos
are legal,
want to help protest.
The legal Hispanics are hurting themselves. What they're doing is they're aligning themselves with lawbreakers. Okay, think about this. Your best friend is a crackhead. Your best friend is a fucking crack dealer. Let's go one better. Okay, so your best friend is a goddamn crack dealer.
Is that what he's going into
the
room for?
Apparently he's flushing it because he thinks the cops are coming. But your best friend is a crack dealer. The cops are going to investigate your house.
Guilty by association.
Okay. That's what the illegals are doing by this process, this protest.
See, I really don't think so. I really think they're trying to move towards a corporation.
A warm body is another warm body. They don't give a crap.
Yeah, a number is a number, a name is a name. I mean, let's look at this same corporation. Now, we can only speak of our major industry here in Nevada being the casinos. 9/11. God, we're going back to that again tonight. I hate that. It's been six fucking years. But think about it. 9/11 was the great cleansing of the casinos because they used 9/11 has an absolute golden excuse to fire everyone, you know, and lay them all off. They don't care.
And a year later, they had to hire them all
back.
Plus some.
You know, they don't care. They don't worry about this. You know, they're doing this to look good in PR-wise.
Oh, yeah.
We were able to keep our monkeys working. Yep. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Pure and simple.
I really don't think their ploy is going to work, though.
What you got to be with monkeys, though? I mean,
I really...
Sorry, simians and...
What I would...
Thrill me.
What I would like
Whatever
to see...
Whatever, gorilla.
Yes. I would really like to see this protest really go through. I would really like... I mean,
you want to see it from the newsman point of view.
It's just going to be a little kid with that opinion.
Yes, it would make really, really good news. But also... I mean, I'm really curious as, you know, to see the repercussions of this if it goes through. If all the Hispanics or if a majority of the Hispanics in the United States or even other, you know, foreigners from other places like Asia or Korea or, you know, people from other places boycott on May 1st, I really want to see what the economic and social impact is.
I really
think this is a lesson in sociology as well as, you know, everything political and cultural.
All right. Well, do you think it's going to have any impact?
No. Because unless you got more than 40,000 people together in the same spot, you're not going to make a difference.
Okay.
Yeah, it could happen. I'm thinking if it pulls off,
but that's
if they pull it off, LA and New York
if they
will be
pull
the
it
biggest
off.
Thing.
More credit. You know, if
New York isn't Hispanic. It's Puerto Rican.
Okay, Latino then.
That's the problem right there.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. How could someone from El Salvador stick up for someone who did it illegally in Mexico?
Well, I mean, there are people.
That's totally different countries.
Here, it is, but there are people here illegally from those from Central American countries.
There's
too.
People here from illegally from every single fucking country.
I think, you know what? I want to get a hold of an illegal Canadian.
I'm an illegal American.
I love it. I remember a friend back home that always said, illegal's nothing more than a sick bird. Illegal. Hey, breaking news. Illegal immigrants arrested in Iowa restaurant. You're going to love this one. Federal agents arrested 12 illegal immigrants at Julio's restaurant Thursday morning.
No.
See, now here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you're an illegal, don't work in a taco shop. Just fucking... Work in a fucking Robinson's May.
Oh. McDonald's. McDonald's is always hiring.
Work in a McDonald's.
Starbucks.
Let's think about
Starbucks is always hiring.
Who could have saw 11 illegals in Julio's Mexican restaurant? Fuck. I'm white. I therefore must work at McDonald's. I don't know. That's just... all right. I therefore must wear a tie to work. Ha ha ha. Anywho. Wow. Guys, got anything you want to bring up? We can switch gears. I got one more audio track.
What do you got?
What do you really want to hear? It's another George Bush kind of thing going on.
Nah, I like that George Bush. Tear that fucker up, dude.
All right, so let me load up my last audio track that I have here.
Yeah, dude.
And we'll go from there. By the way, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Sloppy, but nice. See if I can get it. I got to get it to load. That's the fun part.
Ah.
All right. It's taking forever. Because this is another
while
one.
You're
and
looking
on Friday,
for
I stood up and said, I don't appreciate the speculation about Don Rumsfeld. He's doing a fine job. I strongly support him.
But what do you say to critics who believe that you're ignoring the advice of retired generals, military commanders, who say that there needs to be a change?
Corporation profits, bloody oil money. I'm above the law and I'll decide it's right or wrong. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider. Cuckoo, ca-choo. Baghdad City policemen sitting pretty little targets in a row. See how they die when shrapnel flies. See mothers cry. I'm lying. I'm lying. I'm lying. I'm lying. Yellow cake uranium. Imaginary WMDs. They classify them facts, exposing secret agents, taxes, that's what the wealthy leave and all the poor behind. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider. Cuckoo, ca-choo.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best, and what's best is for Don Rumsfeld to remain as the Secretary of Defense.
Sitting in a White House garden, talking to the Lord. But my thoughts would be busy, busy hatching if I only had a brain. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the decider. Cuckoo, ca-choo, cuckoo, ca-choo.
We got deeper reputations. It's the established all voices. The minds of final decision. And Don Rumsfeld is doing a fine job. He's not only transforming the military, he's fighting a war on terror. He's helping us fight a war on terror. So I hear the voices, and I read the front page, and I know...
right, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Again, in studio here, you've got Trencher, that's me.
Murphy over here.
Gorilla over here.
And Chief over here.
Wouldn't that be over there?
Over there.
Over there.
In or under. Oh, I know. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back, and boy.
For once, we actually have Murphy with us today.
By the way, did you see who's in the chat room?
No.
Blue Boot is in the chat room.
Who?
Dude, I don't know where this girl came from, but she's a total piece of ass.
Wow.
I'm going to fucking say it flat out, dude. She's fucking smoking.
Well, where is she? Yeah, I haven't seen her
yet. Let me
put
that up. Oh, that's right. She's in the chat room.
Hey, look, don't blame me.
As far as we know, you're looking at that.
I demand a picture.
You know what? Let me see if
I can. I demand a bunch of pictures.
Well, you'll get pictures maybe during the break when he can actually bring them.
Oh, wait. I can't find that one picture.
Oh.
There you go. So, all right. One thing I really wanted to talk about. There's a new bill that's going to be passed here soon called the Perform Act. And what this does, basically, and it's a bullshit fucking law that they want to put out. But what the Perform Act does is, and believe it or not, this is being initiated by a Democratic senator.
Ooh, for shame.
If what they want to do is you will not be allowed to record anything off of satellite radio. Pure and simple.
Okay.
They want to hinder the ability to record. In other words, they want DRM managed hardware and software. In other words, if you have, you know, a recording device, they have the right to stop it at any time and keep you from doing any recording of
any. Are they going to do this with DVRs and all this other stuff too?
They're already trying.
Yeah,
I mean, we're stuck with region encoding and all that shit. What this is going to do is it's also going to cause MP3 broadcasting. Because if you realize, you know, the satellite downlink and stuff like that, it'll save it as an MP3. It'll also put a limitation on MP3 webcasting. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are at home listening to Spankwagon Radio right now, for those of you who are listening to the podcast of Spankwagon Radio right now, you won't be able to legally.
Yep.
We won't be able to broadcast, and people won't be able to listen to podcasts. Now, the technologies will change. I mean, they'll go to like some open source thing like Ogg Vorbis,
yes,
which is great. But then they'll just pass that. They'll include prior art, and they'll also include any future technologies, lump it under that bill, especially if the Betamax bill gets shot down, which they're looking to try to do this year. So for everyone out there, I mean, this is kind of my soapbox thing. For every single person out there who enjoys internet radio, for who enjoys listening to their FM, or excuse me, their XM or Sirius, for anybody out there who records any broadcast and saves it as an MP3, for anybody who loves your podcasts that you download, you need to tell your senators, your congressmen, you need to tell everybody you can, absolutely not. You're hindering creativity. You're hindering freedom of choice. Oh, and
well,
keep
and
in
what
mind.
What about freedom of speech?
Freedom of speech.
Yes.
And keep in mind, this does, like you said, it just closes doors.
Yep.
I could not do legitimate broadcast radio. You want to know why? Because I'm not one guy in the middle of Florida who can switch his tone or switch his name for all these different markets all over the United States. I am not Clear Channel.
You're not hacky radio guy either.
Actually, that should be a good thing.
It is a great thing. It's a great thing that I'm not.
You know, this is a big deal. I know on the website we've switched to having only site news on the front page and all of our other news in the forum. It might be worthwhile to actually put this on
the front page.
Oh, it's
good.
On there. I was reading a little bit about it earlier.
You know, actually, if you click on it, there's a deeper link to EFF, the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Basically, they want to ban MP3 streaming. That is it. Sure, we could do it in Ogg Vorbis. It's not a hard. Just switch from Shoutcast to Icecast, and we're done.
And an easy way to do this, if you want to contact your congressman or your representatives, an easy way to do this is go to moveon.org.
I have a problem with MoveOn.
Okay.
They're a little bit too we whine more than we act liberals.
Okay. But they're very good at getting word out and sending documentation to Capitol Hill.
Yep. If you want to support this, go over to EFF.org, Electronic Frontier Foundation.org. Maybe MoveOn might have something. But look up the Perform Act, PERFORM Act. This is for everybody. You know, this is for LV Rocks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is let me cover just the ones that I know who are going to be absolutely affected by this. Okay, this is for Extreme Radio 1077, Flash FM, Fox FM, KC Host Radio Network, Mega Rock Radio. Radio for me. Hell, let's look at some of our old syndicates. Radio 306 up in Canada. You know, it's going to, because you know Canada goes, hey, we like what them Americans are doing, and they're already doing it, so we could just go ahead and do it too. Right on.
You know what else? This also affects every radio station that that streams their content.
Yeah. You know, Area 108 here in Vegas, they stream their content out. It's going to stop them from streaming. It's going to hinder technology. It's going to hinder creativity, you know, because
we're
being told we can't do shit.
That's true, but eventually I really think if this actually goes, you know, before the Senate, if this actually goes before Congress, it's going to end up in the courts. It's going to end up on the Supreme Court. It's going to be a First Amendment issue, and it's going to be
Now, here's the problem. Here's the problem with that. MP3 is a licensed technology.
It is.
Okay? The dudes in Germany who own Pro MP3 and MP3 can at any time turn on their licensing to limit anyone they don't want from using MP3 technology. In other words, if they wanted to keep Apple from using MP3 technology,
they could.
Like a switch. Yeah. Just they can immediately enact that. They can stop it all.
Doesn't Apple use M4A?
They do.
MP4.
Yeah. MP4.
MP4.
Yes. MP4. But the thing is there's a lot of people like us who broadcast out in MP3.
Yep. Yes.
Excuse me. Also, a lot of podcasts, they're not saved in that fucking format. That's a big hog of a format. They're saved in MP3 format because that is the acceptable. You know, that's the Kleenex of standards. Yes. Sure, it's all bathroom tissue, but it's the Kleenex of standards.
Yeah. For this kind of bill to pass, it's basically going to annihilate every major form of internet broadcasting there is. Yeah.
Exactly. And this could also...
not all forms of internet
broadcasting. This could also affect DivX, because DivX's audio is technically an MP3 format.
Imagine this could easily carry over to movie files.
Oh, why not flash sites?
Yeah,
The flash site, the audio embedded in most flash is... MP3. So if you land a flashlight and it's got cool music and cool band, right there.
I mean, heck, for all you MySpacers out there, have those little like MP3 streaming little flash players on your web pages. Yeah, it's
exactly.
Gone.
It's done. It's over with.
No mice.
So, and one thing I'm going to do is definitely start campaigning and talking about this in my own circles, because people need to know. Write your senators. I hope all of you will.
Oh, definitely.
I mean, do all of you guys vote?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you vote?
I vote.
You vote good.
Well, when the right guy comes along.
Okay.
There you go.
But you're registered to vote and you do vote. That's what counts. Everybody, I mean, I have a hard time saying this to the people who are not registered to vote because, you know, kind of honestly, you don't care about politics and you're screwing me by not caring about politics.
Exactly.
I think you're screwing yourself most of all.
Absolutely. But you know, apathy reigns supreme. We cannot let this happen. Because I'll tell you what, doing this for 5 years, I'm not going to let this go down because someone else... Oh, and the best part about the law, it's written in the sense of that it's not happening, but it may happen. Because what they want to do is they want to keep... The main goal of the law is to keep XM and Sirius... Well, it keeps satellite radio users from recording the broadcasts in high quality. You know, because they don't want you to have something that you're already paying for.
Yeah.
You're paying that subscription for that music, for that song, for 100 channels, of which 99 you can't listen to
the time. This is just another in a long line of the government trying to legislate the internet. And it's not going to happen.
That pretty much sums it right there.
There you go, right there.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen because...
Secondly.
Yeah.
Secondly, you know, you want to talk about the internet? Do you know what the major broadband companies are trying to do?
Jesus.
All right, so let's talk about the major broadband companies. Okay. Now, this is another thing. This is another dumb law that they're passing. Did you know they want to get a law passed, which they're this close to doing, that if I'm a Comcast subscriber and I'm trying to get to a website that's hosted on AT&T pipes, I will get my service to that site at half the speed or a quarter.
Yes.
Who even says they have to give it to me?
Yeah.
They could completely sequester me censor
this, this actually was on MoveOn.org, and I actually put
net
my word
neutrality.
In.
So what we're dealing with here is net neutrality may be going away. We'll be going back to 1981 when you had to dial up to only one provider. You got all your information quality only from one provider.
What happened to Prodigy?
Last I remember, while I was working for them, they went out of business.
died a slow and painful death.
Slow and painful.
Murphy remembers
death.
Prodigy.
Oh, yes.
I used to work for him, so I know what you guys are talking about. Here's the thing. You're rewinding your technology. You're undoing everything. MySpace, gone. Because let's say, I don't even know who hosts the broadband for MySpace. It could be a fucking level 3.
They're owned by Fox.
Well, they're owned by Fox, so who knows who the main carrier is. But it could be like, let's just say by chance they're level 3 communications.
Yeah.
Okay? Level 3 communications. Only customers on Level 3 pipes can see Level 3 stuff. They're going to go that route.
Or maybe they'll charge you for going outside of their...
Toast says, I think that already got shot down earlier today. Wasn't it? I'm not sure. We need to make sure.
Right now.
We need to make sure. Please do, because I have not checked today.
When I heard about this, I sent letters to my congressman, to my representatives, saying, fuck no.
Exactly. And I did the same thing. By the way, Juke says, how close is that trencher? I would say basically a fucking hair to your balls short. You know, I mean, we're talking really fucking close. These companies don't care.
No.
They don't care what happens in the general sense. They want to control their technology. And I appreciate the fact that a business wants to maintain control over their technology. Yes. But at what cost?
At the cost of the consumer.
And when that technology has become the basis for a large chunk of communication throughout our country and the entire world, you can't all of a sudden say, okay, now that everybody's hooked on the way it works, we're going to change the rules. It doesn't work that way. So let's see here. I am looking up right now. I cannot find any information saying
if they actually succeed in any of these bills, which I really doubt they will. I really doubt. But if they do succeed, all we're going to see is a plethora of pirate internet popping up all over the place.
And what it's going to be, and not pirate internet, but let me throw a geek reference out there for those of you who may get it. FidoNet.
Yes.
You know, anybody remembers FidoNet, the bulletin board hookup system, basically, where you dialed in, uploaded all you needed to upload. We're going to see stuff like that, of course.
Okay, sorry. The net neutrality bill was voted down in the U.S. House Committee today.
Thank you.
Yes.
Let's see here.
Thank you.
See, voting can make a difference, people.
And writing your senators.
Yeah, there was a week, they did a look at it today, the House Committee on Energy and Commerce, in which the FCC would have been given the power to prohibit discrimination on internet traffic. The battlefield seems to be centered around which group has the better funded lobbyists, with companies such as Google, Yahoo, Microsoft, and others competing against the well-funded telecommunication lobbyists. The committee voted the amendment down 34-22.
So wait. Did they just vote down the fact that there should be net neutrality? Can we get a clarification
on
that?
I'm going to read it right now.
Why don't
now.
You handle the news desk part of it and see if we can get a clarification on that.
I wish I had a computer.
Does your phone have PDA? I'm just saying. All right, so basically here's what's going on. Two things, and first and foremost, you know, the net neutrality bill is going to hurt us as well because...
Yes. Okay, hold on. Let me throw it out. Let me read it out exactly. In a vote 34-22, the House Committee on Energy and Commerce rejected an amendment to the sweeping telecommunications law. The Communications Promotion and Enhancement Act of 2006, the proposal by Ed Markey of Massachusetts, a Democrat, would have given the Federal Communications the power to prohibit discrimination when it comes to sending traffic over the internet.
In so effect, we lost.
The amendment would block the creation of a multi-lane information highway where network operators would be given preference to their own content to ensure speedier delivery of content without extra fees.
Okay, so
we lost.
Wait, no.
Yes.
No.
We lost.
The vote is a defeat for the likes of Yahoo, Intel, eBay, proponents of so-called net neutrality, which aims to ensure equal and unfettered access to the net.
So here we go. What we're going to see now, thanks to this shit, we're going to see proprietary networks.
Now, the larger bill, which passed 42-12, now heads to the House vote in May and is sponsored by Joe Barton of Texas and Bobby Rush of Illinois, requires telecom and cable operators to let their consumers access content, run applications, and use services.
Okay, so we have a second chance.
So the net neutrality got shot down. This is a bad thing.
This is a very bad thing. And for those of you guys who are apathetic, you can't be apathetic, because if you're online...
Now, this affects everybody.
If you're online even for 10 minutes of a day, you're going to be affected.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is them basically, again, controlling their pipes, which I can appreciate they want to do. But what they have offered is you know, I mean, these companies offer this pipe, and I say pipes as in bandwidth, but they offer this bandwidth because they want to get that data across.
They're charging
ISPs and other people to lease these lines, to subcarrier these lines. They're not broke, people.
No. Yeah,
they're
not
hurting
even
for money. What they're doing is they want to control so that way they can go, you know what? Comcast, I'm Cox Communications, and I'm pissed at you, so I'm not going to let your Comcast traffic route through me.
Yep.
I mean, heck, we see that
before anybody else.
We see that with Cox Communication, you know, not having certain channels that might be satellite does, or Cox having certain channels that
satellite
doesn't.
Or how about this? Let's look at what happened with ABC a few years ago.
Yeah.
ABC got shut off of several networks because of contract disputes. Yep. They just said, flip the switch.
Ooh. Yep. And this also puts in a weird place where the average Joe, guys like us, are on the same side as Microsoft in this. Because imagine what these telecom companies can charge companies like Microsoft and even Yahoo or Apple that host a lot of multimedia content off their webpage.
Exactly.
Or Google.
Well, let's look at it also. You want to talk about the phone companies. How about the fact that we're becoming getting Ma Bell back? You know, SBC is purchased. How many different companies in the past year?
Yeah.
AT&T is only three big telcos away.
Yeah.
From owning everything again. Very close. And
didn't we break
and I'm not
them
making
up
the inch
already?
Finger, you know, the inch finger sign, but it's very close. You know, well, and we did. 1984, we were able to break the Bells up, but it only took them, you know, just 20 years to start putting themselves back together. Hell, they were
20 years and a Republican Congress and a Republican.
I mean, the whole monopoly law is so superficial anyway. Look at here in Nevada. We have one gas company, we have one power company.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
You have one guy that owns all the casinos?
Yeah.
one company that owns all the casinos. Absolutely. And it's scary stuff.
It's a battle between.
Well, I mean, for those of you who may not understand what's going on with the internet, picture this. Let's say if you wanted to go from Nevada to another state. Picture if you got to that state, you know, to the state line of, say, California, Arizona, Utah, or pretty much any state, and having to pay an enormous fee in
a
order
toll.
To cross the state line.
You're paying tolls, or you're being told because you're driving on a freeway, you can't go on this road because this freeway is now owned by California.
Yes. Or you get
you
on
have
the freeway
to,
and the speed limit for you because you're a Nevada driver is 45 while for a California driver.
Yeah, there you go. That's,
like
that's a much better
yeah, that's
Californians could go 110. Nevadans can only go 40.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at here.
That's
so
exactly what
net
we're
neutrality.
Looking at.
And for all of those of you who go across the Mojave Desert to try to get to L.A. for a Dodgers game, yeah, this will affect you.
Yeah, so you guys, know, we need to make
Tell
sure
points
that,
out in the chat room. It's pretty much AT&T and Verizon, so it's one purchase away from Ma Bell being 100% put back together. All honesty,
I tell
folks,
you, Blade Runner future.
Exactly. I mean, that's what we're going to. The government's going to control our internet. You know, we're not going to have these creative freedoms that we enjoy right now. They're going to take
them
away.
It'll just go underground, which is going to be bad anyways, because...
You know, I've been... You know, granted, Murphy
thinks
the London Underground's a movement, but,
you know,
I've been on... line for long enough, I mean years and decades now, to know how horrible this is going to be, because I keep thinking back to when...
Look, motherfucker, act like I've never been on a Wildcat. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
I
give you a little bit of props for that. Okay.
Fuck off.
You know, being on BBSs and stuff like that, it's...
Well, maybe, if this actually passes, maybe that's what it's going to go back to.
Who knows?
Is the old BBSs.
Think about companies that don't have control over this, though. Think about Google.
Yeah.
Google's services are going to be severely hindered.
Yeah.
You know, Google's
hugely.
Not... How, you know, these big... There's corporations out there that should be taking a look at this as well, because they provide content. You know, we're talking about Google.
Well, if you look at the companies that are actually opposed to this, let me see if I can bring them up again. Google, Yahoo, Microsoft, eBay... a lot of large HP, as well.
Yeah, but these are all independent companies that are not their own ISPs.
No, they're not their own ISPs.
But they are big heavyweights.
Yes,
Intel,
they are.
Yahoo, eBay.
Which a lot of people use. I mean, if you're trying to look up something, boom, you go right to them.
You know, and basically it's a battle between them, AT&T, Verizon,
it's a battle
Comcast,
between the phone
Time
companies.
Warner.
It's a battle between these big phone companies and big cable companies.
Yeah.
And... corporations, and you know what? The corporations stand to lose a lot of business, because you know what? If I'm a surfer and I'm being throttled because I'm not on the right network, wouldn't that be discrimination?
Oh, yeah.
What's
the point of the internet?
Because it's tiered. Now it's tiered. You'll be able to pay more to get faster access to those networks you're not on.
Oh, yeah. So I'm already paying my regular broadband bill plus $10 more a month.
Yeah.
You know what could happen is, you know,
these
companies that are... That
a
are opposed,
digital divide will reemerge.
Well, you know, what might happen is that these companies that are against this bill, you know, like Google... and Yahoo and all of them, they might actually start setting up their own networks.
Yahoo has,
will...
I believe, a no-compete because of their partnership with SBC.
Okay.
So, but, you know, I find it interesting that Yahoo had that partnership with SBC and are still trying to go against this.
Yeah, that amendment that got shot down, it was, and Toe points this out, would have made it illegal for ISPs to create a multi-tiered internet, but the amendment was rejected.
Yeah.
So... and it was largely rejected along
with
party lines.
But we have one more shot at this, people.
And we need to do this.
We need to stop it. So please, first off, they're both on the Spankwagon site.
Holy shit, is Spankwagon becoming Activist Central now or what?
When you need to, you need to. No, you know.
Viva la Raza. Woo! Oh, wait. Wrong to
speak. And when you don't want to hear it, you don't want to hear it.
Oh, that's hardcore. All
right. So anyhow.
That hurts.
Everybody, wow. You need to, you know, the links are on SpankWagon. I'm very positive you can find these anywhere else on the internet. You're looking for the net neutrality bill, and you want to start complaining about that. You also want to start complaining about the Perform Act that would pretty much shut down internet radio broadcasting as we know it. So you got to use, show a little bit of compassion here. Think about your buddies here behind the desk at SpankWagon.
Hell, think about yourselves.
Think about every time you've listened to internet radio.
Imagine going back to dial-up speeds.
Think about this, though. How is it we could pass laws like this, and yet we're so behind the broadband race compared to other countries?
Oh, hell yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Other countries offer far, far faster speeds than we do. And
yeah,
we
like
wanna
San Francisco.
My brother, my
countries.
I know.
My brother-in-law, who is in Korea, he's in Seoul, gets 8 megabit down, 5 megabit up wirelessly in the middle of a city.
Yeah,
it's insane the speed. The wired speeds, he said, were 3 or 4 times that. It's insane.
Yeah. It's insane. You know, they're doing something now. They've got their own host of problems because of who owns a lot of those. But you also got to think about how many different ISPs are actually owned by a municipality. Cities owning all the like the water and the electric and ISP, that happens. They're going to get screwed. A lot of people are going to get screwed over this net neutrality, and a lot of us broadcasters are going to get screwed over, the MP3 format deal.
Does everybody watch American internet to be treated like China treats theirs?
We're getting that close. That's what it is. Thank you. But you know what? It's not the government's going to be controlling it. It's going to be companies.
Yeah. Yep.
Just as bad, if not worse.
Do you know, in a Republican Congress, companies controlling things?
Hey, that could change very quickly, soon.
Yeah, not quick enough.
All right, I think we need to go ahead and take another break here, cool down, and switch gears entirely. Yes, you got it.
I got something. And for those of you that were, graduated around 95 or so, you're going to hear this song and you're going to lose your mind.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
SpankWagon Radio.
And we'll be back in a little bit.
She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. She thinks she missed the train to Mars. She's out back counting stars. We'll be right back.
fucking tear you up.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you're back to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio. Dude, keep the boss tones going for a little bit.
What was
Let's
that?
Let's keep the boss tones as a bed, man.
Alright. Well, I don't want to do a bed. I'm going to be doing Shitty Mini.
Oh, well, we could keep the bed until you tell them
we're doing Shitty Mini. No, you told me after the break we're doing okay. Shitty Mini. Alright, so here's how it works out. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for us to play Shitty Mini. Here's how it works for those of you listening in. We're going to play a MIDI file, you know, the thing that came before MP3, which they want to make illegal. What we're going to do is play the song. You have to tell me either in the chat room or if you actually are ballsy enough, give us a call here at the studio, 1-866-587-6257. Tell me what song we're playing. You will win the jack shit prize or award, depending on its relative worth to you. So
one of these weeks, we're going to have to shave Gorilla's back and knit a sweater out of it.
Dude, it ain't Gorilla because I have a hairy back.
It's because you're dragging your knuckles.
First generation to stand upright. All right, so here's how we're doing this. You're like, fuck you. All right, here's how we're doing this. We're going to play. Let me load up. I actually even preloaded the MIDI.
And.
Wow, that's really low, too.
Hold on. I got
to. Got to hit the volume slider on the application.
I don't know why it keeps going down.
Because it's a shitty application.
This is this week's Shitty MIDI. Anybody in the chat room can play. I think everybody in the studio figured it out.
I think we know this.
Anybody on the chat land, or you can call in 1-866-587-6257.
I think you need to put on the webcam.
You know, we do dance night every once in a while.
Come on, dance. Dance, monkey, dance.
Damn.
Wow.
All right, so we have...
Call it in, folks. Let's hear
guesses?
It.
Any guesses? Murphy says 1-866-5 LV Rocks or local Vegas 383-8120.
Bert says it's disco.
Disco, no.
No shit.
Definitely the right era.
Come on now.
Yo, Murphy, I'll give you $1 if you bust out with the six-step.
B&M says Jackson 5. It is definitely not Jackson 5.
Ah, good guess, though.
Come on, somebody's
got to
call this in. Let's get some people
on
the phone.
Come on, call in, people.
Come on, Buddha, pick up the phone.
Toll free, 1-866-587-6257. The Duke says Bee Gees. Lady Duke says Bee Gees. Uh-uh. Nope. Come on.
See, for a second there, I thought it was Jackson 5, actually.
Nope, it's not Jackson 5.
I know.
Can anybody give me the artist? You don't even have to give me the title. Just give me the artist, folks. Call up 1-866-587-6257.
I can give you the title. Maybe that'll help.
No, not yet.
Not you.
Oh, okay.
Who is singing this MIDI?
Nobody. It's a MIDI.
Well,
oh,
yeah.
MIDI.
Yeah. This isn't a bad MIDI, actually. All right. Anybody have an official guess? Because I see a lot of speculation in the chat room. Anybody have an official guest? A guest.
Mental note, no more disco MIDIs. Nobody has a clue.
This isn't really disco.
Well,
here. Let me start over.
Era.
Let's start over again. Come on, I need an official guest, a guest in that chat room. You, just guess them. Who's the singer, folks? Who is singing this song? Call us, 1-866-587-6257.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we got a call.
Hey.
All right, hello, how's it going?
Pretty good, it's Blue Buddha.
Blue Buddha, thank you for calling in.
How you doing?
Okay, Blue Buddha.
Excellent.
Who is singing this song?
Michael Jackson.
Very good. Very good. Congratulations.
And the name of the song.
I don't know the name of the song, but I know who's saying it. You said Colin.
Can't
knew.
Stop to
And here, Blue Buddha, is your jack shit prize or award of the week. Are you ready?
Okay, bring it on.
We're going to have a Catholic priest masturbate while pretending you're a boy. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is your jack shit prize or award for the week. Blue Buddha, congratulations.
What was her prize?
Her prize was a Catholic priest was going to masturbate off to her while thinking she's a boy.
Shit, we should have given her a prize, let her feel herself up.
On camera.
God damn,
All
I
right.
tried to get in here.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Jackson. As a matter of fact, let's dump the MIDI and
Please.
Let's play the real thing.
You're a kid toucher.
You know, I was wondering.
I feel dirty now.
The force has got a lot of power.
Oh gosh! It makes me feel I didn't realize this sounded this bad.
It sounds horrible.
Macaulay, run!
All right, that's
I say we make the priest sing along with it.
Oh, no.
You know, that's a good idea.
Come on, preacher.
I don't think so.
Just grab your nuts and squeal. And I will say that Lady Juke also got it, but she got it while we were on the phone. So, yeah, Lady Juke decides she's going to let her have that jack shit prize or award. Wow. That's not one I'd be sharing with a lot of people.
Holy semen. Literally.
Wow.
All right, so moving on. Anybody got any good news topics?
Oh, I got some news stuff here. Okay. I know, but you know what? I am going to let Gorilla bring this one up. This is the one he wanted to talk about. I have the specifics, but this is something he wanted to talk about.
I need the specifics.
Yes, because you were all like, I need to talk about this. And you were too. So you
he called me wanting to know if he could come on the show tonight specifically to talk about this.
Okay.
20-year-old boy in Florida. Him and his girlfriend get into a fight. He throws his 9-month-old kid out the window.
What?
Whoa.
Wait.
Holy
Where
whoa,
were
whoa.
They? Where were they when they
some,
did this?
By some channel.
They were on a highway.
See, that's I needed the specifics exactly.
Yeah.
Wait. The
but
guy
it goes back,
tossed
picks up
his
the kid by
months.
The ankle and then beats the kid's head on the hood of the car.
And then tossed him into a canal to die.
9-month-old baby.
What the
yeah.
hell?
Charles Edward Tyson reportedly returned to where he had left the infant's mother. Shamika Mosley, 17, said, "You'd better go get your baby before the alligators get him," is what he said. Yeah, he was angry about breaking up with his son's mother, so he threw the baby out of the car window, smashed the 9-month-old head on the hood, and then tossed him into the canal to die.
Wait, did the child die?
Looking that
to
up
to die,
right,
I don't know because it doesn't sound
well.
Like...
Regardless if the child died, I mean, okay, you guys know me. You guys know that I'm a liberal. You know that I really love social services. You know that I would almost be accused by McCarthy of being a communist. But it's stuff like this that really makes me want to legislate people's ability to have kids.
I can agree.
It,
to
it
that.
Really does. You know.
People
everybody is,
and you know,
yeah.
And that's not the only one. There was earlier this week, wasn't there a child found on the freeway?
Yeah.
A child was left on the side of the fucking road here in Vegas on the 95 in Tropicana on the freeway.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. I'm panicking because I'm not holding my kid right now.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go crazy with this. Say, okay, we need to pass a law. And this law will state that everybody born will have a genetic inhibitor that will render them infertile until they can pass a nationally approved test that designates their competency to be a parent.
I can agree with that to a point.
Yeah,
you can't really control.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't, I mean, you're being very. God, I'm gonna break Goodwin's law. You're being a fucking Nazi by doing that. But
yes.
You know, there has to be something. Yeah. Something. These people need to be punished because someone who has no independence, a baby, a child. Yeah. I don't care. Even if this kid's 16, very little independence, really. And you're doing shit like this?
Well, not only that, you know, it's coming up to summer here in Las Vegas. You know what that means?
Baked babies.
Exactly.
Yum, because in Vegas you can't shake, but you can bake.
That's right. Leave your baby in the car for 5 hours and return. They'll be a nice golden brown, ready to serve.
And they won't even be Mexican.
The baby did die, by the way, unfortunately.
Damn.
He hit him so hard when he smashed him on the hood, it left a dent in the hood.
Fuck! Why did the guy do this?
Because he was mad about him and the baby's mother breaking up.
I hope he's raped.
How did he end up with the kid?
I hope.
How do you blame the kid? He blames the kid.
Yeah.
Let me read this
here. I hope
here.
He is brutally raped in prison.
Oh, I'm Dude, sure he will be. What happened was Tyson took Mosley back to the... he got in the car and drove off with the baby, leaving her without a cell phone. He came back about 20 minutes later and said, you better go get your baby before the alligators get him. And that's when they found him. And they found him. He had been in the water about 20 minutes. It's pretty bad, apparently.
The guy's
in jail and he's showing absolutely no remorse.
Yeah.
Of course not. Because the minute he does, you know, it's over for him.
Yeah,
and it's over for him anyway because he's – one thing I do know of, you know, from reading, not experience, but thank God, prison systems, jail systems, I'm sorry, you do anything to kids.
Yeah, you're dead.
You're a bitch. You're bigger. You're going down and you're going down hard.
Yeah. If it takes 20 guys, it will hold you down.
Let's move on. Next news topic.
Rush Limbaugh has surrendered to police on drug charges. He has not been arrested. He has surrendered. Right. Conservative talk show host reportedly reaches a deal to settle his drug charge. Rush Limbaugh and prosecutors in a long-running painkiller fraud case against him have reached a deal calling for the only charge against the conservative commentator to be dropped if he continues treatment. His attorney said Friday.
Okay. What I want to know is how come he gets to make a deal and like everybody else, like if I got busted with
because
pot
he,
outside
okay,
the studio,
I'll
I'd
tell
be
you
fucked.
Why. He has something you don't have.
He's white?
No. It's the voice. It's the fact
I'm going to go with his first assumption that it's because he's white.
No. Because we see this with athletes all the damn time.
Dude,
that's
he is
true.
A rich white conservative talk show host in Florida.
Okay, I'll give you. I'm not discrediting any of those points. But he has that political power, or he has that communication power that you don't have. I don't have.
No, I don't.
You know, so that's how he gets away with it. Hey, I got a good question here. Have you guys? Right. I got the official press release from the naming of the Nintendo video game system.
Oh no,
you guys are gonna like this.
Oh my god.
Wee.
That's awesome.
You might as well play it now.
Oh my god, I remember my mom, she'd be like, "Wee!" That's okay, because I wouldn't want to take that. Wee! Oh my god, then there was this guy, and he goes, "Hey, I got a knife and a wee!" So I went up to a sub gangster, and he was like, "Yo, motherfucker, wee!" Yo, I saw R2-D2 on the street, he was like, "Wee!" Yo, I saw a kid in a wheelchair, he's going up the hill really fast, he was like, "Wee!" Yo,
I love that picture.
He was like, "Oh, yeah, that's good!" And I was like, "Oh my god, wee!" When you're a kid and you wanna go wee, but you ain't got drugs yet.
You get it from Nintendo.
You hold on for your life. Your little gonads and strife.
I'll tell you a story about this asshole in this song.
Gonads and strife. I think we ran Vern off as soon as he heard it.
Wait, the first.
Yeah.
The best part.
Yep.
Gonads and strife.
Here it is.
Gonads in the lightning, in the lightning, in the rain. Whee! Yo, I saw a squirrel across the street and get my car, so he's like, "Wee!"
All right, Nintendo has decided to name their new video game system. No, not that really good name called
The Revolution. No.
Whee! W-I-I.
Whee?
Dude, I'm telling
you. Why? Why is what I third? Why are they? I asked myself, why are they calling it the Y?
I'm going to make stickers that say Gonads and Strife, and I'm going to stick them on every single one of the boxes that I can find.
Whee! You know, I mean, that's what it is. Nintendo, dear Nintendo, you are a bunch of fucking retards for naming a video game system Whee. No wonder no one in the gaming community takes you any more serious than Pokemon. Thank you.
Well, you know, you got to look at who Nintendo's target audience is. It's a bunch of kids who probably can't pronounce revolution correctly. Mom, I want a revolution. I want a Wii.
You know, I love Nintendo. I am a Nintendo guy. You know, I am the laughing stock of everyone I know because I prefer Nintendo.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, I think that Howard Hughes is actually in charge of Nintendo. We don't know it, but he is. And he's just crazy enough to call it Wii.
Howard Hughes is dead, brother.
No, he isn't.
Brother.
Start of Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
Brother. Yeah. Yeah. Howard Hughes started. Howard Hughes was alive in 1885 when they were making playing
cards.
Dude,
it's just like Dick Clark or, you know. Like,
who was it that. Someone has a. Casey Kasem, I think. Yes. I was talking to King Hesh today. He said, like, Casey Kasem is in his 70s.
Yeah.
Like 70 fucking yeah. 7 or something like that. Dude, who knew Shaggy was that fucking old?
Yeah, dude, it's the pot, man.
Just saying.
Keeps you young.
Yeah, really.
Look at my dad.
For those of you guys don't know this,
yeah,
I have to tell you guys something. Chief's dad is the oldest hippie stoner alive. I think he just had his 70th birthday, didn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he did.
And he is tall, lanky, bald, and smokes more pot than Cheech Chong and fucking the entire Grateful Dead.
A good way to describe my parents, there was this TV show in the 90s called Dharma and Greg. And if anybody remembers this TV show, Dharma's parents.
Wow, that just went way gay for me. I don't know if I can handle this.
What, Dharma and Greg?
Yeah.
No, trust me. Okay. Look, it really is. His parents are the parents from Dharma and Greg. I love his mom to death. She is absolutely great. But his dad fucking cracks me up. Every time
I
see him.
Larry from Dharma and Greg.
He is. Every time I see him. Loco! Loco. How you doing, Loco?
Originally, Murphy's nickname with my father was El Pollo Loco.
Yeah. Yeah. Every time he sees me, he has these big old meat hands. He just clamps down on his shoulder and says, "How is Hoff Heinz?" Who's a friend of ours. "How is Hoff Heinz?" I swear to God, Chief's dad is the only. I'm sorry. I'm gonna go racial here. Is the only spick I know who wishes he was a
Nazi.
Wait.
Someone just said this. I love this. Arrest
no,
Tad.
He wishes he was
just
a
said
communist.
In the chat room. Nintendo is to video games as Duran Duran is to rock.
That's it right there. That's it.
Yes.
That's the line of the night right there. Yes.
Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I'm just knocking my.
And by the way, Juke points out, he says a little before that, he says, "I'm glad they didn't call it the Revolution." I don't know. I think the Revolution would have been a much, much more suitable name than Wee.
It would have, definitely, but Nintendo.
Yeah, but
you know,
it wouldn't be as
think about
funny.
It. We now will have scores of confused parents. "Mommy, Daddy, I want a Wee."
Well, then
you gotta go
to the restroom.
What?
"I want a Wii."
"Johnny, I told you have to only do that in private."
"No, I want a Wii. It's in electronics." "No, you can't Wii in electronics.
You're gonna set fire to something, you little shit.
You're gonna burn your balls, son."
Nice.
"But I want a Wii."
"What the hell, Bobby?
What the hell?"
Nice. What is it? Is it imitation night now? I bust out my Vince McMahon, "You're fired," and you break out Hank Hill.
Bring out Hank Hill.
"You're fired."
But it's all I can do. It's all I can do. It's "What the hell?" You know. So anyhow.
God, I hate this song.
Find me something better that's not hardcore metal. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time in Spank Wagon Radio, where we give you, our faithful listeners, Mad
Props!
Yeah, that was gay, sorry. All right, first off, let's give Mad Props to Arrested for that funnier than shit. Oh, man.
Let's hear it. Come on. Gorilla, you're doing them tonight. Let's hear it.
Say it.
You got to say the mad props.
Say it.
Mad props to who?
Arrested. Wow. Let's give mad props to our shitty mini winner, Blue Buddha.
Mad props to Booty.
There's a little Freudian slip there, wasn't it?
Oh, my.
Of you that don't know, she is a piece of ass, and I showed the boys her picture on the break.
Do I have to say
ladies and gentlemen,
guy?
Let's give mad props to B&M.
Mad props.
Mad props to Tizad.
Wait, we got a phone call coming in on the Skype line.
All right, let's hit it.
Is it a phone call?
Hello, you're...
Let's see, he just requested our attention detail right in the middle of a show.
What the hell?
We're ringing him through Skype.
That's the Skype line.
Oh, well, they're not answering. So let's get back to mad props. Did we get Tizad?
No, let's hit him again.
Let's hit Tizad again.
Mad props.
Let's go, Digital Diva.
For Digital Props.
Lady Juke.
Mad props.
The Juke.
Mad props.
Toe.
End of the foot props.
Virtual One.
Mad props.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is where we acknowledge you, our kick-ass listeners. by giving you mad props.
Hey, we've got Double E back on the
you rang
on the Skype line.
You rang?
It says he can't hear us again.
This Skype thing is really sucking
ass. I thought you
ass.
Said you had this figured out.
I had it figured out.
Let me check. Let's see if you forgot to hook up the doll again.
No, let me just reboot.
Yeah,
no,
hold on.
There we go. Double E. Hello, Double E. He called us. Oh, well.
E, can you hear us?
Fuck this, okay?
That's Double E from the Carnage show. He does do the show, the wrestling,
pro wrestling
show on Sunday nights.
So
we got to figure this Skype thing out.
We do. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was...
Look at totally interrupted props is what
totally
that was.
Interrupted props.
Holy shit.
So let's see. Barry Bonds, anything going on with him?
You know what? Yeah, there's something going on with him. Let's talk about this for just a moment. Mr. Barry Bonds finally hit a couple of home runs, the first one in being in Colorado.
Hold on.
A shocker.
Yay.
Yeah, no shit.
Who cares?
Barry Bonds, though, Bud Selig has announced that Barry will not be getting a party when he passes Babe Ruth. And there is good reason for that, because he's not breaking a record. The record was broken, and it was broken by Hank Aaron. So, of course, now there's no reason to have any kind of party for Mr.
I agree.
Mr. Bonds.
And to be honest, with so much controversy based upon what he's been doing, why should you celebrate that? I mean, if it could be clear and concise, yeah, go for it. But, you know, having that asterisk in the rule book or in the Hall of Fame or in the scores, possible steroid use.
You're done. But even outside of that, he's not doing anything special. You do not get a parade for second place. If you lose the World Series, you don't go home and get a parade for it.
No.
If you may have seven or eight guys.
We're number two. We're number two.
Exactly. Even look at the Olympics. If you got eight or nine guys that break the record in the Olympics, not each one of them gets a gold medal. No. The guy who goes fastest gets a gold medal because he sets the new record. And I love Bonds' quote. I love Bonds' quote saying when they asked him the other day if he was going to break Hank Aaron's record, and I think he's got like 45 home runs to go, he said, no. So I hopefully Bonds gets hurt pretty badly. Those of you that haven't been watching, he is swinging at a lot of garbage lately.
Oh, yeah.
He's desperate.
He's getting the outside. But you know, it's also funny. Vince Scully, the Dodgers announcer, had a great line the other night. He said when it does come time for him to break either Babe Ruth or Hank Aaron's records, doesn't want it to be in Dodger Stadium. He says, I don't want to have to make
Blue
that
Buddha
call.
Says, Hank Aaron can eat Barry for lunch.
Yeah, no shit.
So,
but Hank Aaron was an incredible player, and Barry Bonds is nothing more than a steroided out racist.
He's a jealous, selfish man, and he does not deserve anything that he's been given already.
Exactly. And you know what's something that I found to be really interesting? I was listening to Ron and Fez or something today, and someone started talking about, oh, well, you know, steroids doesn't improve your hand-eye coordination. No, but when Barry starts talking about the fact that he can't see the ball as well anymore, and they start giving him the clear, one of the side effects of the clear is it helps clear up your eyesight so you can see the goddamn ball better. So it's not fucking any sort of steroids increasing his hand-eye, but it's getting his vision back to where it was. He is cheating. He is cheating time, he is cheating the odds, and he is cheating the baseball fans that are watching this. And I swear to God, every time that ESPN cuts away from whatever the fuck it is they're doing to go to Bonds at bat, I just want to reach the TV and choke the shit out of those
ESPN,
idiots.
ESPN is in Barry Bonds' back pocket. Bonds, which is written, produced, and it creatively controlled by Barry Bonds, is nothing more than propaganda. And since when? You know, this is about as bad, and we didn't touch this topic, but come on. You're a news organization. You're sports news. ESPN is not sports news anymore. They've been doing their own little shows. They're sports entertainment. ESPN is slipping to the level of pro wrestling in the eyes of most normal sports
fans. Do you
know
what we need?
What do we need?
We need the Ocho.
Yes, we
need. Lawnmower racing.
At the Ocho.
You know, actually, I was over at the station last week, and on our downtime, we were watching ESPN2. They had sumo wrestling.
Yes,
that was awesome.
You know, they have sumo wrestling, but you know, we're talking about, you know, they have to make their own movies and TV series.
But you know what, though, sumo wrestling is actually really fun.
All right,
guys,
they're doing it to you. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been an episode of
Spank Wagon Radio.
We've been your hosts, Trencher,
Murphy,
Gorilla,
and Chief.
We do appreciate everybody coming by week after week to join us. Let's say a bunch of thank yous, though. First off, a big thank you to LV Rocks at LVRocks.com for allowing us fun time in the studio for Murphy to have his diarrhea.
Cha-cha-cha.
Big thank you to Extreme Radio 1077, Flash FM, Fox FM, KC Host Radio Network, Mega Rock Radio, and Radio for Me. Also, let's say a big thank you to our Spankwagon friends, All-Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Riff Revolution, Subject to Discussion, and VFTP. Now remember, kids, next week we will be here 1 hour earlier, so plan on 6 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And remember, if we're not live,
you'll find us in the archive.
Check us out, podcast.lvrocks.com.
And don't forget tonight, guys, any of you in Vegas want to come by, myself, Chief, and Gorilla will all be at the pub inside of the JW Marriott
Houlihan's.
On Rampart. Yeah, JW Houlihan's. It's the pub inside of the JW, or all JC right. Houlihan's inside
Whatever.
Of the JW Marriott.
You'll it's a pub. It. You'll find it. Ladies and gentlemen,
Look
remember.
For the drunken spick.
Remember, next week, if you want us live, we're on at 6 o'clock. Otherwise, check your syndicates for playtimes. Everybody, have a good night.
See you on the forums.
See you later.